Blog Talk Radio.
Cook, and it's a good story. It's a good story. We have a great show tonight, and it is Monday. It's Tuesday night, actually. Well, that's right. It's actually Monday to me. It's Monday to everybody, probably, but we're really on Tuesday. All right. So we got a great show, and Bethany's here on the phones, and she will be in the chat room. Hi, Bethany.
Hi, Marcia.
How are you? Okay.
I'm good.
All right. We have a couple of little announcements to make. Okay, I should talk about, first I'll talk about Friday's show, which is going to be great. Virginia and I are doing a special World of Ink show, the two of us, and Barbara Rogan is going to be on. She's very interesting. She's done a lot of different things. She was an agent. She's actually a well-known author, and she's great. So we're going to have her on. I'll be on noon central, and it'll be 1 o'clock Eastern. And we're going to have a great time on that show and learn a lot of different things. And I've talked to her already, and she's, you know, will help people when they want to find an agent and, you know, what happens when you send to an agent. I am an agent also, but, you know, she was there before I was, and as far as being agent, I think. And I think she's got some interesting information, so she'll be talking about that. And let's see. Then we have our very special show, which is coming up. It's the Romance Show, and it's going to be a great event. Okay, I've invited a lot of people, and so has Bethany, and we're inviting more and more and more. And what happened is we got so many people wanting to come on. I've made it it's next Tuesday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Then I have time available on Wednesday and Friday. They may be night shows or they may be day. We'll probably have to play it by ear, I think, to see what happens on Tuesday. And Walter Maltese is coming on with us, who has like 195 books. He's been on with us before, but he is sharing our day with us, and it will be insane, as always. And it's going to be fun. But everybody, you know, people are going to come on. I know, Kathy Barton was going to guest host, but we decided we're going to just do this show instead, and so Kathy will be on for sure, and I told her she should stay the whole show, and she'll be on, and Charlotte, Elizabeth Black, Melissa Keir, a lot of people are coming on, and Michelle Prince, and it's going to be great. We're going to have a good time, and a lot of other people will be coming on, and they'll come on for a while, and it could be readers, writers, publishers, everybody's invited to this one. And we'd like to hear from some readers if, you know, they want to come on, they can, or if they can ask questions. But it's open to everybody, even if you're traditionally published or non-traditionally. Did I forget anything?
And also,
I said they're all in one breath. Did I forget?
All the lot. The Facebook event for everybody to post and like and tag and meet everybody.
I'll tell you, I never really loved those, but Rebel Ink Press had one, and it was a lot of fun. It's a lot of work because everybody goes on it, but I met people that I wouldn't have met necessarily before, and all you have to do is like it and share it. And I've never been a big fan of doing that, but it was so much fun for the Rebel Ink. I thought, we'll try it for all the romance writers of all, you know, it depends if they have a publisher, they don't have a publisher, because it's kind of a very good group that helps each other. So I think that should be fun. And that's why I made it more than one day.
It'll be a good thing for the readers and reviewers to come too, because the writers can kind of tell a little bit about themselves. And,
right.
You know, and the readers and readers want to ask questions,
And I think people that normally don't want to come on, if they just want to come on for a few minutes, they don't have to feel bad. You know, if they've never been on before, they can come on and just, you know, say the name of their book. But if they don't want to come on and they want to email me at mba3308@aol.com, I will talk about their book if they don't want to come on. If they, you know, don't feel like it, we'll announce their book. So if you don't want to come on the radio, that's fine. Just send it to me. Go on, you know, or World of Ink Network, and they'll send it to me. And I think that will, you know, bring some new writers out that are just starting out that might not want to come on yet. But when they realize the romance writers, I've been having romance writers on for the last 2.5 years, and they've been great. We've had great fun. And
always.
But I think that, yeah, they really do. We always have a good time, and William is one of the best there. He is unbelievably. He's done a lot of things. He's written. He's also, besides that, he has a chocolate company, and then he also has written a book, Gluten-Free Diet, because he has some family members that have that. So, I mean, he's got a book on Amazon about all the books he's written. So how many people have that? Not many. But
he's got over 200 books now.
Yeah, it's like almost that. It's got to be 200. Yeah, he's written everything. And so he'll be really a lot of fun on the show. So he has agreed to come on with us, and we will have a great time. So I think that's pretty much that. And I will say another thing. On October 16th, we are going to have our annual breast cancer show. Richard Weiner will be on. He is a writer who himself, his wife had cancer, and he was with her for the 10 years that she was going through it. And then he was on our show talking about his dating game. It is a game, but, I mean, it's his dating book. And right after that, he said, it's time for me to live now, and then he got breast cancer. And he's going to talk about that men can get breast cancer, and a lot of people don't realize that. And it's not a large percentage, but men do get it. And so he knew what to do immediately because his wife had it, so he knew where to go. And he had the chemo, and he's doing fine. He's done with the chemo, and he wrote a book about that. I said, why don't you write one? You're going through it, and he did. And it'll be his take on it, which we don't hear very much on a man's take on it. And then we're going to have Carol Solomon Pressel, and she is 5-year breast cancer. She's been on the other two shows we've had, and she's looking up all the new information, and she's very well, you know, she's very knowledgeable about breast cancer, and a lot, you know, she'll help a lot of people to, you know, it's going to be a positive show. It's not, it's a very positive show. And I think that that's really going to be something very interesting because, as we know, people that are younger get it now. So she, you know, she does her take on that, and it'll be a great show. That's October 16th at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we are having, actually, Fran Lewis, we're having a show on for Lung Cancer Month. And I think we're doing these shows because I think, you know, it's a very good idea to make people aware. So that's November 1st. I think it's really good that people have written books and talk about it, and it's something that helps everybody because, you know, if you just find out about it beforehand, it may save a lot of time and you can get the help that you need. So that's that, and I think we got everything going. But we're going to have a good show today, and we have two writers that are going to talk about, they both have different, you know, genres. We've not done that too much before, but actually Jamie Hope is a children's writer, but she has done the paranormal, which is Lisa Morgan, who decided to come on with us, which we're glad. And so, and sometimes if people did not see her name out there, Lisa, what happens on Blog Talk, when you write it up and put it on Blog Talk, sometimes it does not take the second time you go over it. So that's why some of the things that were out there I saw today did not say Lisa's name. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to bring James, both of them on. I'll just say hi to both of you, and then you can talk about your books, and we'll talk, have a discussion after we're all done with that. Jamie and Lisa, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Hello. And so we're going to have an interesting show today because you've both done the paranormal, but Jamie, do you want to talk about the kids' books and a little bit about yourself for a few minutes?
Okay. My name is Jamie Hope. I was born with spina bifida, and as a result, I grew up to write children's books with character that also has a disability. My series, The Adventures of Baby Jamie, revolves around a main character who is in a wheelchair. I don't name the disability that she has because there are various disabilities that, you know, could result in being in a wheelchair, so I try to make it more universal.
Right.
But, you know, as for me, I have spina bifida.
Right, but you're just, it's out there because it, whatever the case is, if somebody is in a wheelchair, you know, you want them to know that they can survive and go out and do things, because you've done a lot of children's books, and as you talk in a few more minutes, you've done a lot of other things, so that's a good thing. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just released my fifth children's book, The Adventures of Baby Jamie. Baby Jamie Loses a Tooth, and in November, I think it is. I'm not even sure anymore. I'm releasing the sixth, Baby Jamie Goes to the Hospital.
And they're all different, each one. You know, how long, I mean, you've been right, there's, like, how many more, do you have more coming up beside these, or are you just, you're going to keep doing them?
You know, that varies from day to day. Some days, I could go on forever. Some days, I said, this is it, forget about it, I'm done.
Right, we all do this. Believe me, this is very common, no matter what genre. We go like, oh, fine, we can do this. And then the other day comes and we go like, oh, no, why are we doing this? It's everybody does this, you know. But then all of a sudden an idea comes and you go, okay, I'm doing it. And that's that.
Hey, right now I have just one more idea for Baby Jamie right now, which I hope to release in February. And I don't have a title yet. I just have a basic idea what I want to do.
Well, it'll come to you, and I would bet after that one, there'll be another one. I have a feeling
Yeah. That's
what will happen. Now, you want to talk about the event that's coming up, the walk, just, you know, little bit about that.
I'm currently collecting for the Spina Bifida Association of Central Florida, even though I live in New York.
Okay,
You meet a lot of people through Facebook, and they just happen to invite me to this event, and which takes place in Orlando on October 27th. And I told them, well, I can't go because I'm not there. And,
right.
You know, I actually, this was actually an event I go to up here most, you know, the last couple of years, but because I'm so involved in fundraising for them, I don't think I'm going to be able to do it up here because who wants to give money to me twice? And
yeah,
so,
right. But listen, it's good that you're doing it. It doesn't, you know, that's a good thing that you're doing it. So as long as it's going to the same cause, you know, that wherever you live, it should be fine, you know, that's okay.
Well, that's what I figured. And I figured, you know, in the last few years, I basically just been posting asking for money, but this year I'm doing something different.
Right.
Because I opened my first online store, I decided to give 25% of the proceeds throughout the summer and up until the end of October, even though the walk is in.
Do you want to say your websites that you have so then people, you know, we can put that, maybe we'll put it in the chat room maybe. Or, you know,
sure.
We can, at least they'll know it. Because, you know, this is a live show, but it does go out, you know, and it's on our websites for a long, long time. So if they don't catch it, they'll catch it, you know, another time.
It's JamieHope1Word.com.
Okay. And is that the store?
The name of the store is actually called, and this is a long one.
Okay.
It's Jamie Hope, Baby Jamie, and More Store.
Okay.
It's actually with Cafe Press.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah. And actually, I've gotten a few of the items already. They're awesome.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so that's good. All right, so you're working with them. That's a good thing. yeah. Okay, and then so you have a paranormal book. You also have a paranormal book out. You have a lot of books out. You have a lot going on.
Oh, yes.
You know,
I wake up saying, who am I supposed to be today? So I don't even know anymore.
Man, that's what I like to know who I am. I'm not exactly sure some days. That's what happens when you do different genres and different things. You go, okay, who am I today? And that's true, though, because I looked at yours, you know, all the things that you sent me info on you, and you have a lot going on. You really do have a lot going on, you know, because you have, you know, other books that are not related. You know, they're different. They're not children's books, which is hard, you know, because I have that kind of, you know, book. That's what I have going on, you know, because... And it is hard to market that way. It's hard to get out there because it's true because you got to do one day for one thing and then another day. It could get confusing a little, which is one of the reasons I just have one website now, which I made mine like MarshaCasperCook.com, and I put everything else in there because it got to be, there's so many things. And I think what's happening is people do not want all my messages. They want, you know, they don't want to keep going out, you know, every minute you don't want to keep saying what you're doing. So this way, if you just have it in one, I think it might be easier for people to get to more. I get a lot of emails, but I think it would be easier for people to find me just in one thing. And if they want to listen to the radio shows or any of the other books that I do. Because I think that's what's happening to people now. We're all so diversified that, you know, the readers, you know, sometimes they don't realize the other things that we do.
Oh,
so
that's
why,
you know, people want to say to me, oh, well, why don't you create a different website for each book? And I'm like, because I'd shoot myself.
Yeah, yeah, see, that's because people say, oh, okay, you have to have a page for this and a page for that, and then you have to blog, then you have to, you know, then you have your Facebook, your Twitter, your LinkedIn, then you have your Blogspot, and then you have your website. So, I mean, it is a lot, and I think if you do one or two books, it's not bad. But if you're doing, like, 7, 8 books, it's very difficult to do that. So I think that what's happening is, I think it is getting more to a workable size website where you just the links go to where you go, because right, if you have a website for every book, that's it's just too much. I mean, well, how will you can't even post on it. It's too much, and it'll be overlapping, and people will get, because sometimes Facebook says one thing and then you click it says share, and then it goes out places, and sometimes it doesn't, because I don't see a lot of the same people I saw at the beginning. That's Facebook, I guess. They keep changing it. All right, let me bring on Lisa. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. Hello. I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. So, all right, you have paranormal.
Yeah.
Right? Your book.
Young adult paranormal fantasy. It's not strictly paranormal. It's got elements, you know, the vampires, the werewolf type of thing for paranormal. But then I have some fantasy elements in there, too. Angels. My main character is a phoenix. So it's not strictly paranormal. It's kind of a mix of both.
Right, so you branched out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why limit myself to
right,
just one,
right, right.
You know?
Right. And so you're going to have a lot of other books, I assume, right?
Well, the first one's out now, Phoenix
right.
Rising. The second one, the publisher's going through all the edits. That'll actually be out. We're shooting for September 23rd.
Oh,
and the third one's already written, and I'm about halfway through the fourth one in that series.
That's great. Okay, so then, all right,
yeah.
And you've done other things. I know you've done a lot of different things, but they're not really, you have some smaller releases that you've had?
Yeah, I have, well, there was a couple of short stories in two different anthologies.
Mm-hmm.
One, the short story is called Nothing's Terminal, and that's in, it's an anthology called A Home for the Holidays, which was short romantic stories all with some kind of Christmas, Hanukkah, holiday-type feel. So I have that one, and that was strictly romance. And then I have a zombie-themed story, which was in another anthology. You know?
So you're everywhere, then.
I got to be honest. I didn't do the, you know, like, The Walking Dead type thing. I focused more on the strong female character. And it's called Antidote, where she's helping a little girl and the father get, you know, to a safe place. I mean, she's got her bow and arrow. She's beating things up. She's shooting things. Well, but there's a little bit of romance thrown in there too.
Right. That's the newer.
I can't see an anthology called The Thorn of Death.
Thorn.
And it's
okay.
got the most awesome, creepiest cover on it.
Really? Okay, you know, and the holiday one, is that going to be out again this year? Probably. Is that what they're going to do? Bring it out? Or
I believe it's still available now.
It's still, right. But right, and then it gets
I believe
right.
so.
But more, they'll probably push it more out a little more in the holidays.
Oh, I hope so. That short story was the first thing I ever had published, and when I started looking at reviews, and at first I said I'm not even going to look. You know, it was for fun, and people really liked my story, and they wanted to know, hey, is there going to be more about this character? And I'm like, really? Well, somebody liked that. That's cool. So I've been toying around with the idea, and it's all outlined for a follow-up to that. So I see my publishers in the chat room, so I'm just going to say it. I really think there should be another one of those anthologies.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think, you know, Christmas stories, they really, you know, honestly, and Hanukkah, but the stories go. You know, Christmas, you know, no matter what religion, the Christmas stories are just like hope and, you know, happiness and everything works out well. I mean, people love it. I watch the same Christmas movies every year, and I cry at the same point that I always cry at them, and
yeah,
I always say, I'm not.
I'm a huge fan of It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
I always have been since I was a little girl. We watch it Christmas Eve here at my house with just candles and hot cocoa. My birthday's in December. For my birthday 4 years ago, my husband got tickets to, it was a thing up in, we live outside Albany, New York, and we went to the Palace Theater. They showed it on I'd never seen it in a movie theater.
Well,
and
yeah,
it was black and white, and they had hors d'oeuvres.
Great.
And oh, it was fantastic. Best birthday present ever. Ever.
That's a good one. That's a good one because you know what? That's true because a lot of those movies, you know, nobody's seen in on the big screen. I still like to go to the movies when it's a big screen. I do. I love it. You know, even though the screens are bigger at home now, there's nothing like it. I like to watch everybody's reactions. I love it. I have a good time doing that.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And that,
I mean,
that would be interesting, though. That movie would be really
Yeah, and
good.
I mean, it was in black and white and seeing small children that were there. I mean, they were all well-behaved. They weren't running around. You know, my children weren't there, so there was definitely no kids running around. But it was really neat to see whole families there watching this. Because, like I said, I grew up watching this movie with my parents and grandparents. So it was nice. And I'm a sucker
like
for Christmas.
Yeah, tradition. I think, you know, honestly, you know, it's like sometimes, you know, and I'll say to myself, you know, if I'm getting dressed for work and I'm watching a movie that I already know I'm going to cry, but I'm pretending I'm not going to, and I'm putting on, like, mascara, it's not the best thing. You're putting on mascara, you're crying, does not work well. It's like, really doesn't. But I always say, okay, I'm not going to cry, and then I don't know why the certain parts of whatever movie it is that I've ever cried in, I cried exactly no matter if I've seen it 20 times. So,
I do that same thing. I know it's coming.
I know.
Like Titanic. I could recite Titanic from beginning to end. Every time I'm going to cry. It's been out for, 10 years now? And I'm like something different's going to happen, and I'll just sit there,
right,
you know.
I know. Well,
enraptured by it. No, I won't let go either, Jack.
I know. You want them to have changed, but it doesn't work that way. You know, but that's okay. And so, all right, so you both of you are very busy doing a lot of things, which is a good thing. Do you want to talk just a few minutes about, you know, your family has, you know, has been going through some things during your life, and I thought maybe we should just talk about it a few minutes because sometimes it helps when somebody hears what somebody else has had in their family, and that how you are living with it, and your son is doing very well, and maybe you want to talk about that. So in case give someone
he
hope,
is I've got to start by telling my son Sam is unquestionably my hero and the strongest human I'll ever know. When he was, let's see, not quite four, he was in an automobile accident. He broke the tibia and fibula in both of his legs. He had to learn to walk again and everything. And it was a challenge. It went on for a year. And it was right after that year, Sam had always been very quiet, shy kid. Sam got a diagnosis on the autism spectrum. It's called pervasive developmental disorder. And I know usually when someone will hear the word autism, you know, they think, well, they don't talk, they don't communicate. That's not the case with Sam. He can talk. It's his social skills. And for me as a parent, that's almost worse. You know, I remember going to school one time. He's that he has special education classes, but he works super hard. He'll be graduating high school this year, which, God love him. You
it's
know, not for lack of a lot of work and a lot of arguments with the school, let me tell you.
Well, I think, you know what, I got news for you. That's a real, that you just said that now. Maggie Gyllenhaal, she's got a movie coming out. I don't know when it's coming out, but I saw the previews about 10 times already, and it's about mothers that fight back with the schools because they try to get, for what I don't know exactly the movie, but where it's got to be the kids aren't learning the way they should, and the teachers are they're not helping them. So they open a school.
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you heard about that?
When we moved here, because we live in Schoharie County now, we used to live up, like I say, outside Albany. We moved about a half an hour, 45 minutes away. And when we moved here, the school was not going to let Sam start. He was going into second grade. They were going to have him get on, just looking at him on paper, they were going to have him get on a school bus and go all the way back up the other side of Albany for classes, for special kids, quote unquote. Mm. And I fought them tooth and nail and said, absolutely not. So I got involved with Parent to Parent of New York State, which is a fabulous, fabulous organization.
Parent to Parent?
Parent to Parent, yep, in New York State. And they have them all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So I received specialized training, and I now go into schools like a parent will call and need help. You would be surprised the amount of things that kids are entitled to get that the school doesn't bother, not just our school, but a lot of schools don't bother to tell parents.
Yeah, yeah.
So I will go in with a family. They're called IEP meetings, where they do the planning for their classes and education and support. And I get the updates for the law changes. And I will go in there with a 4-inch thick, 2 sets of binders to argue to make sure children get these rights, because I've been there and didn't know.
That's great.
Sam is a remarkable kid, just very shy. And I guess the best way I use the same analogy all the time when I explain Sam. You take the typical kid, and he gets new shoes. Everyone's going back to school. They've got new sneakers. And the typical kid, you say, hey, nice kicks. And they're, oh, thanks. The same statement could be made to Sam. Hey, nice kicks. It takes Sam quite a while. He has to determine, are they really complimenting me? Are they picking on me? Are they trying to be nice? Are they saying, like, you know,
it's a lot for a kid to go through, you know,
Last year he went out if I can just tell the short story,
he decided
to go out. He's a football fanatic. My son and I, we're diehard Miami Dolphins fans. It's going to be bad. But he went out for his high school football team, and he made the team. He played, you know, he would go in at the end. He played on the defense because he's a big kid, not, you know, fat, but he's tall. He's 6'4", my son, at 16. And at one of these games, there was like 2 minutes left, and the coach said, Sam, get on in there. Everyone in the stands around me stood up. They were clapping. They were chanting Sam's name. Everybody but me. I sat there and I cried.
Yeah.
Because years ago, I went to pick him up from school. He was in elementary school, maybe the fourth grade then. And I watched him pace around the basketball court at recess while all the other kids were playing and laughing. He was by himself. So to see that change over the course of like 8 years, I couldn't stand up and clap for my own son. I was crying.
Yeah.
And it made such a difference in him to go to school and get high fives from teammates. Yeah. You know, and to say this kid's my friend and not doubt that.
That's a great thing.
Do
you think the principal at that school, I mean, does the principal help with the kids kind of understanding other children that have some issues? Because
I think they really try to. Our district is, like I said, it's the biggest district around here, but it's still a small district compared to most. They have a lot of clubs and activities. They're very inclusive now once you get to the high school level.
Yeah.
That wasn't so much the case when he was in middle school or elementary school.
Yeah.
But I think they try, just with the number of children and, you know, only two. They have an assistant administrator and the actual principal. Very difficult when you have, you know, the 700 kids in one building. But I give them credit for trying. I really do.
Yeah, because, right. Well, I think that, right, I think it has to come from somewhere, and it's coming from the parents then or whatever. I mean, and I think that's really great that, you know, that they are applauding him when they should. Because, you know, really, I mean, and, you know, as far as, you know, you're on the show and Jamie, I think one of the things that when I heard about both of you and I didn't realize that, I mean, the common denomination here is that when you have an issue or a problem or a challenge, you can, or if someone in your family has a challenge, you are still going on, okay? You are not sitting mm-hmm. and feeling sorry for yourself. You're going on, and Jamie's out there writing books. And, you know, even if it's for different charities or whatever, it's still out there. And I think with both of you, they need people like you out there to do these things, because if nobody does it, then nobody will. And the kids are growing up feeling better about themselves, which is really important.
It is. And, you
at
know,
any
that,
level.
That's something I've said. There are a few parents that they didn't understand what my role would be. It's more to go and support them and be like, well, you know, your kid has the right to this or whatever. But I tell them, you know, I wouldn't let my child get hit by a bus. I would push him out of the way, and I'll get hit by the bus. And I say, and it is the same thing, no matter what the issue is for any parent with, you know, any child with, and I hate to even call it a disability because I don't see Sam as disabled. He's just, he's Sam.
You know what? You know what? There's challenges all the time, okay? And
yeah.
It's how people handle them. And it seems like.
Right, and, well, and we become stronger going through the challenges.
Yeah. I think.
You know,
you know,
I firmly believe anything negative, there's something positive that can come from it. Even if it's, you know, don't unscrew the salt shaker for Dad on April Fool's Day and think it's funny.
Well,
it's not,
you know,
and I know that for a fact.
He's lucky to have a mother like you, because, you know, you have to have somebody in your corner. So I think you've done a great job. I mean, to even hear you is very interesting, because to even be able to talk about it. And you know, Jamie writes about it. So I think that both of you, you know, while you're on the show, I mean, I want to tell you that I think it's people like you that help other people out there. It's not always the people that have nothing to talk about as far as, but these are things that you are living with in your life and going on with life. So that's really like what my show is. I want people to realize that whatever the trauma that they have, and everybody has something in their life that isn't great. There's things that happen, but you do learn from it and grow, hopefully. And maybe it makes you a little bit more understanding of somebody else that has something that might
I hope so. I do truly hope so. You know, it's just one person. I mean, when I was younger, I grew up in a town that had a day treatment facility for developmentally disabled. And even that, I didn't crack jokes about them, but I knew kids that did. And it really hurt, you know. And it just...
Well, they don't know. You know what?
I think a lot of people
don't
you know,
get
like
it.
Dropping that R word, I don't like that. I read a book series, a young adult book series, and there's quite a few books in there. And in this last one, it's a very popular series. I won't mention it by name, but it's very... very, very popular. I can go to Walmart and buy the books. And some of the characters were using that R word, the retard word, which I don't like it in my house. It's the cuss word.
I never, you know what? They
had
to
me, they had an opportunity in that book. They could have taken one of the other characters to stand up and say that word's terrible. They could have done something, even if it was only a couple of paragraphs. And they chose not to. And I thought, boy, that's just too bad. Because millions of little girls read these books, and there was a shot to do something to change.
Well,
because even
you know,
if she changed one person, you know.
Well, right, and that's, you know, and that's really like, you know, in Jamie's books, you know, all the little things that she talks about. Jamie, you know, do you have anything you want to talk about? You want to add that a little? Because you have, you know, your topics are interesting. So do you want to talk a little about how you feel about this, that you feel that how the kids are? How are you treated in school?
Not good. That's
so,
part of the reason why I wrote this book, these books, this series, because I think it's important for non-disabled children to learn, you know, disabled children are just like them, and they like to play and do all the stuff they like to do and have the same emotions they have. And, you know, in my series, I frequently answer questions that I've received over the years from other kids And I don't know.
Now, when you tried to go to traditional publishers, did you try to go to traditional publishers to have them?
Yeah, I did.
And what did they say? Why they didn't take you? Why you they didn't publish your books? You had to do this for yourself. What was?
It was a disability issue that was scaring them. I know it. And actually, there was a big publisher that's supposedly an educational publisher. And they said, "Sorry, but we don't see the educational value."
Well, when was that though? How many years? That was how many years ago?
That was in 2006.
I'm wondering now though if you know sent some of your book reviews and the things that you've done, maybe they would pick it up.
You know, I do kind of wonder that myself, but I mean. After I saw, you know, what they had done afterwards, what they were doing afterwards was no way, shape, or form considered educational, so I don't even know if I'd want to be linked to them now.
Yeah, but wouldn't you say, I mean, I would say that by having a person that's going through this, that would be certainly the type of book that they should want to have, because you're telling it from your point of view, you're going through it. It's not like you're making it up. You know what the case is. You know what the, you know how you feel, you know, and I maybe now you could try a little. You know, Lisa, do you think that, what do you think about that? I mean, should you try?
I was just thinking, have you ever considered, like, talking to like, elementary schools or to children, Jamie?
I do that every now and then. I get the opportunity. It's been quite a few years since I've actually done that. But I have a long-standing gig with a high school, though, believe it or not.
Well, that's good.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
That's very good. That's very good. I mean, because I think...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Lisa. Rather, go ahead.
I think schools have come a long way, even from when I was in school a zillion years ago, but there's still a very long way to go. The school that I attended when I was in elementary school, it has one wheelchair ramp. They actually moved classrooms around to accommodate a child that was in a wheelchair instead of investing in putting an elevator in the school. You know, and that's, to me, that's wrong.
I could go better than that, though. I could best do that one. We didn't have any of that stuff where I went. As a matter of fact,
how were you supposed to get around?
When I was in high school, and actually, when I was in elementary school, I had to go outside and go around the building to get to some of my classes.
I mean, that's like something along that picture.
They've come a long way, but they still have miles and miles to go.
It's very interesting because, you know, like when my mother had a stroke and she lived with us for a while, and then she lived in her own apartment, you know, and I was there every day, and then she lived with us, my husband and myself. And, you know, it was very interesting, though, until you realize how it's hard sometimes to move a wheelchair, it's not that easy, and when you go places, how even if they say that they're wheelchair, you know, and they can, you know, admitting, you know, the bathrooms are bigger, whatever, you can come in, it's still not easy. And until you actually have to either push somebody in a wheelchair, you realize, and opening some doors that are it's hard to do everything at one time. It's even hard for mothers with strollers, with little kids sometimes. And, you know, I think that that's one of the things that should change because, you know, it is not easy to do. And then you really realize how hard it is. And if a person is not with somebody helping them as far as, like, through the doors, how do they get in, some of them? I mean, it's really, they need to make some changes. And certainly, Jamie, in the school that you were at, that is really, I mean, that's just unbelievable that they don't make any provisions. But I'm hoping, that's why, you know, Jamie, I think maybe now, maybe some of the publishers might take you because you have reviews on yours, and you have, you know, and the book that you have, the Hope one, what's the name of that book? The last one of the books you've written, I have to find that book, where You don't have enough. You have people aren't looking at your book. Do you want to say the titles of some of your other books, not just the. You know, you have a few other titles out there.
Yeah, besides the Baby Jamie series, I have a few YAs. Actually, my YAs are all a series. Well, no, excuse me. The second one, Bless the Broken Road, is going to be its own series, but that was only because somebody asked me to write a sequel. But Who Says You Can't Go Home was the first novella I ever published. And then came Bless the Broken Road and my paranormal. When You Come Back to Me Again, there's too many, I can't even remember them. Is a sequel to Who Says You Can't Go Home. And I'm currently working on the third. It's going to be a trilogy.
Yeah, I think that, I think that, maybe somewhere out there you might be able to find a publisher, that might want to publish some of these books, because I think you know what you firsthand, and I think that would be a good idea to, maybe if they could actually look at some of these books would be very helpful and very, it would be good for other kids, let's put it that way, because, you're not alone out there, and that's, They need to publish more books like this, because I think they need to know about these things.
The one coming out in November is actually under contract with a publisher for the
good.
First time.
Okay. What's the which publisher
I signed with the Anchor Group.
Uh-huh.
And actually, I have two books coming out with them.
Well, that's good.
I have my first ever non-Baby Jamie book coming out sometime next year with them as well.
Maybe that they'll help you get out there as far as, once they see some of your books, they may, want to do this again then. Do you know what I mean? Where they'll add, where sometimes if they do one, they'll look at your older books, hopefully.
I think the publisher right now is actually very anxious to see if I'll submit again or not.
Because, even in your children's book, they're shorter. You could make probably, put them all together, on the adventures of, Baby Jamie. You know what I mean? That might be something they could think of if they did that. Because maybe if they put them together, they could just make one larger book. But because you have so many different topics, I would assume that the person that reads one would probably like the other ones too.
Considering doing a YA Baby Jamie too. So.
Yeah. So I think so. All right. You're getting right along there. Okay. And because I think that's important that the whole thing with publishing, which everybody knows, it's not easy. It's just very difficult to get out there. But these are things that people really need to know about. So I think that, and Lisa, if you hear of anything, you'll let me know, and then I could let Jamie know, or maybe you'll friend each other, if anything comes
definitely.
Up. Yeah. Because
because I'm reading Lisa's book right now. Actually, I'm doing a review on Lisa's book. I'm one of your bloggers.
Right, that's good. Oh, really? That's what you are. Okay,
yes,
so this
I
brings
am.
Me back to the reason why you're both here, actually, because I didn't really know, because Jennifer Malone Wright had asked me, she's planned the blog tour for you. So we'll talk now about the blog tour. How is the blog tour going for both of you? Lisa?
Outstanding. This was the first blog tour I have ever done.
Okay.
And it's a great experience. It really, really is. I was surprised, when I first thought about it, I'm like, I don't know, but checking it out now, and it's a lot of fun. I'm meeting a lot of people. I'm getting messages from people that, I read your book, after seeing this review, and this is really good. When's book two? The most common thing I'm getting is, hey, thanks a lot for making me stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't put it down.
That's a good thing.
So, really sorry for anybody that's read it. I robbed them of sleep just in time to get your kids off to school.
Not that any of us have all, we all don't sleep that much. You know, that's a good thing, you know, that they're all helping each other too. You know, that's what these blogs do. They do help in the tours. You know, and a lot of people, when they have blog tours, Virginia and I, you know, when we have shows together, we talk about all these different things. And we are going to have a show, you know, on, I think, either the World of Success that we do on Fridays about things like this, you know, that blogging, it isn't actually how many books you sell. It's the more the people getting to hear your name out there and will start looking up at your things and maybe buy one of your books when you're on your third or whatever. You know, and it's
right.
It's not just
right.
The
I mean,
because
truth. But, I mean, I wrote a story that it had been in my head, you know, kind of digging at me like, hey, you're. And
yeah.
It always sounds crazy that, oh, yeah, this character was talking. But now I've seen a lot of other authors say the same thing, so I'm in really good company. But I never set out to write a book thinking I'm going to be a millionaire.
Right.
Because that's unrealistic.
Right.
I wrote the story, and I didn't try to write a story that was, I knew, okay, well, this the YA market's huge, so I want to cater to that. Nope, that was just the
well,
characters
the best
that
thing,
came
right?
into
we
my head.
This all, right, on a lot of the shows, that's what people say, you know, is that just write the story. Don't start looking for your, I mean, you'll find your audience, but make sure that your book is it's a good story. And now I know, Jamie, you're also offering services now, some kind of services that you decided to do?
Oh, yes. Well, Lisa probably knows about this since I'm offering it to her. I'm offering my blog for indie authors who might want to do a guest spot, you know, or a guest post or send me a book and I'll do a review.
Now, how do they find you? How will they find
you?
Where's that going to be? Is that now? Is that what's the name of your blog?
The name of my blog.
Okay. No, do you have like your blog? You know, address. I know it's like that's why that's why I put it all under one thing for mine because it's too many things to remember. Too many, you know, blog spot. Or you know what? Just if you email it, email it to me,
I got it up. That's why I didn't turn my computer off during this.
Okay.
So I could look up stuff, because I knew you were going to ask me stuff I didn't have the answer to.
No, don't worry about it. Because I don't know what I'm going to ask you, so that's why I didn't give you any questions. Right, okay. Say it again. I'm sorry.
JamieHope.wordpress.com.
Okay, all right. And don't spell it like I'd spell it right, because I spelled it wrong. Okay, and I changed it. There, it's J-A-I-M-I-E.
Yes.
Okay. I usually don't notice my mistakes until somebody tells me how I did something wrong. But now I knew it. I looked at it and went like, oh, my God, I did this wrong. So then I re-changed it. So, okay. So all right, you're going to offer services and you're doing book reviews, too?
Book reviews,
any kind of reviews, do you have a specialty that you want, or?
I try to keep my blog clean, so pretty much I'm sticking to children's and YA.
Okay.
And adult if it's not too, you know.
No, that's okay, because there's enough of those authors out there, right, you know.
Well, it's not that I don't. You know, I really...
No, you can only do so much, though. How many can you do? How much can you do, you know?
That's just it. Right now, I'm swamped.
I mean, you really are doing a lot of things. I mean, I didn't even know what to write for you, except that there's so many things you do. You do a lot of things. You have a lot of things, you know. And that's a good thing. But, you know, sometimes it is better just to keep it down to, you know, the children's and the YA right now. I mean, you know.
I almost wound up doing a radio show, but I didn't know if I could handle that, too.
Well, could try that. Don't do it every week. Don't do it every... It gets hard. It does. You know, that gets hard along with everything else. You know, I mean, I've done it for 2.5 years, but a lot of people don't do as many shows as I do. And, you know, I love the shows. And that's, you know, because every time I say I'm going to not do another show, I say, oh, somebody says something. And I go, oh, I think I like that idea. You want to come on the show? So I have another show. But I think that for me, I've learned so much from everybody. You know, I mean, every single person I've had on the show, I've learned something. I have notes, I really do, on everybody that comes on the show because I talk to them first usually, and then when they come on, I like to hear all the things because, and it helps me, and I've been doing this like 20 years. So I think people that think that they don't need to have some help, they need to have some help, and they need to listen to not only my show, I mean, but for other shows. It's not just my show because there's so much information given that you can't learn everything there is by yourself. It's way hard. It's too hard. I mean, there's so much out there, and when you listen to people, at least you're listening to see if you fit into something that they do that maybe you could be a part of. Because you can't do everything. You know, as much as I've tried, it doesn't work. You know, and most of the people I talk to now are giving up a few things because everybody started doing tons of things. But when you really, when you are a writer, you want to write. And there are, you know, there are times when you have to just write and not answer the phone or not go on Facebook. I try. I mean, but it happens. And then you do get, you get sidetracked. You know, we're human. You know,
exactly. I mean, I know if I'm writing, I actually have a little button that I can push on my, I have a little netbook because it's small enough to go everywhere with me because I will pull over on the side of the road because, oh, I have an idea, let's type this.
That's what, I actually push
the little button and I have no internet whatsoever. And I'm like, oh, good, there's no Facebook now. Then if I write something good, you know, a great line, I'll post it because I have my betas. I like to torture them with, hey, here's a great line. What do you think of this one? Okay, that's not fair. That's not nice. Sorry.
Oh, you mean the changing? Oh, yeah. Changing is not. When editor, when people are looking at it, no, they don't like that. Good thing. With my editor, I know, Jeff Fleischer is my editor. He's editor of all my books. And we actually did a script together, and which is, you know, was interesting. We had fun doing that. But, you know, and I, grammar is not my thing. I'm really, that isn't, you know, I can write a story, but grammar, I have issues, you know, like everybody else does. But, you know, but he doesn't change my words, so that's what people need to do. And so I give him a story, and he'll, you know, like my, actually I have another book coming out on my, I should say that, actually it's called, well, it's on my series with Madison Montgomery, and It's Never Enough is the name of it. That should be out, I think, in another week. It should be out. But, you know, he doesn't change my words. He fixes them. But sometimes I go, did I say that? And he goes, yes, you did, because, you know, and then I already know, because he does not change the words. He just makes them grammatically right. If I, you know, forget a comma, whatever, or if I just have the words mixed up a little, he puts that. But because that's what people want to have, is not somebody changing their words.
Right. I have tense issues. I will start in one tense and then, you know.
Yeah, that's that's a problem.
Thank goodness I have a really kind publisher.
One of the things is I write screenplays. Screenplays is in the here and it's like now, okay? And then when you write a book, it's not that way unless you're doing a first-person book, you're writing it a certain way. But when you do a script, that's why I didn't went into scripts because it was easier for me because it was just right then. And I didn't have to worry about if I'm in the wrong tense because tense is difficult for a lot of people, you know.
Yeah, my ideas get coming so fast. And when I type, I have my screen half closed because I won't look up at the screen. I won't go back and read. And I don't write from, like, the beginning of the story straight through to the end. I write in chunks, and then I fit it like a puzzle all together. And, oh, okay, and half the time, you know, it flows well and
hard.
I don't even
that's
realize
hard.
How it happened.
That is
But that I can't do it from the beginning to end, and that's where I think that's how I keep getting tenses goofed up. But that's editors are for.
Right. I mean, that's what we do, that we have, you know, that's not, you know, what, and that's not uncommon because sometimes editors cannot create the stories that we do. But we create the stories and they fix them, and that's the way it is. And, you know, I mean, although Beth, are you here, Bethany?
Yes, ma'am.
Bethany? Okay. They do not change your stories very much with just the grammar. Yours come right out of your mouth. And on the paper, right?
I am allergic to commas. That is what I have learned.
but this story pretty much go the way they are. You don't need a lot of editing. You don't need a lot of editing on your story.
I know the commas. Yeah.
Well, commas are not a big thing, okay? Because I know we had Kimberly Burke Miller on the show the other day, and she was talking about exclamation marks, and I do that a lot. I do that a lot, okay? And now when I do them, I will not always think of her now. That's what they're saying about her, that she does that. And I emailed her the other day because I do a lot of extra. I don't know why. It's because I talk with, you know, with a lot of feeling, and I'm, you know, she does the same thing. And that's probably why everything she's writing puts an exclamation as you're going like, okay, today is this day, and you put a, I do that a lot. So I will never be able to do them now without thinking of her, because that's what they call her, because she does like the exclamation kit. I mean, it just happens. Some of us pick up things and we just do them. And you don't realize it until somebody else says it. I didn't realize it until she actually said that. I went like, oh, I knew I didn't, but I wasn't. But now I really notice I'm doing them.
You know? Right. Well, I mean, in my story, will just it'll get going. It's almost like it has a life of its own, and I don't want to stop and go back and look then. You know, when it's done, I'll look. But if I'm maybe I'm afraid that, oh, if I stop, it's going to be gone. I'm not sure, but. Yeah.
Well, I think it is. Sometimes when you're writing, if you don't really write it or put a note down, it is gone. If I have a thought, if I have an idea, I write it in a little book. And I've been in the movies sometimes, and it's pitch black in the movies, right? And I'm sitting there writing. My husband's looking at me like I'm crazy, which he's used to already. But then I do. And then even if it's not, if it's a little not exactly in an even line, I just put it down because I won't remember it then, because it's just, these are the kind of thoughts that come and go. And that's it.
Right.
You know, so you have to write. Even if you just write one sentence, you remember it.
That's how my story started. I was at my kids. I have two other children too, two daughters. They're all November babies. God, no,
okay.
Love them. They were on swim team, and I was sitting at the pool, and the whole idea for this story just popped in my head, and it was just one sentence, and I wrote it down, and then just kept, you know, digging at
that's
me.
That's it. That's how it
and,
is.
You
right.
know,
and that's
just,
how writing
I, it couldn't
is.
Be ignored.
Right. I mean, you know, this is really, you know, I'll tell you, the science for all of us is it's just whatever happens. And sometimes, more than not, a lot of people are writing now just without outlines. Because people always say, you have to do an outline. I can't write with it. I don't even have questions on a show, because maybe that shows. I just like to talk to everybody, and that's just how I am. Because, you know, I'm more spur-of-the-moment type. But when I'm writing, I don't write an outline. I don't like them because I can't stick to it. It doesn't work for me that way.
Yeah, and I had an outline of like 10 bulletin points. I think I used 2. And went back and looked. I'm like, wow, that's not at all what I thought I was going to write.
Right. It's like a grocery list. You go in with 10 things and you come out with 50. And you go like.
Exactly.
And I always like when I see the men, they're going in and you see them and they've got like 2 things. Okay. We're like, oh, my God. They have 2 things. They don't buy anything extra. And they're behind
you. They're in so much trouble when they get home.
And I go like this. I go, okay, do you want to go like in front of me? They go like, really? I go, yeah, you got 2 things, and I got all these things here. But I always can't imagine that they have 2, that they go in for something, and that's it.
Yeah.
I start at one end, and I go to the other. Even if I'm going for 5 things, I go down most of the aisles. And then sometimes Right, you just have to do this. It's just
grocery store is like the only time I get to leave the house. I'm taking my time.
Well, that is not
I'll
a good,
stand for an hour and decide which box of Swiss cake rolls needs to come home with me.
You need more time. I know we all do. All right, you know what? This has been a very good, interesting show because, you know, it's just different topics. You know, I like to do that. And, you know, I want you both to give just one. You can give one of your websites if you want. I'll just give mine because so I don't forget. It's it's MichiganAvenueMedia.com, but really everything now is www.MarshaCasperCook.com. And you'll see everything I do there. The radio shows will be on there, and Virginia and I will be on Friday at noon Central. So, and that's going to be a really good show, and there will be agents on that show. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, one person, which is Barbara Rogan, and her story is really good, and she has a lot of good tips. She teaches also some online classes, so that's a good thing. Okay, Jamie, do you want to give just your website? They can go on and find you.
Okay, that should be the easiest one because you find them all up in there. Jamie Hope, Jaimie, Hope, Hope, all one word, .com.
Okay, all right, and Lisa?
It would be easier. I will give you my publishers because all of my links and every place I can be found There's a little tab with my name on it.
Oh, really? That's good. Okay, now, we didn't say, what is your publisher's name again? I know I've asked you many.
It's Firefly and Whiff Publishing.
Okay.
They're a small company out of Ohio, but they are fantastic.
You know, and they're doing videos for you, which is a good thing. So that's really good.
Yes,
I mean,
they just made me a trailer today that I absolutely love.
Right.
Because I think of them, and it's just one more thing I just can't squeeze into my day.
Even if they're a small publisher, though, I just wanted to add something, that does not mean they're not a good publisher. What it is
it's like family, Marcia. It really is like family.
They're actually trying to take care of their authors, which is necessary, because we're all not born knowing all of this. So when you have even a small company that takes the initiative to do all the things for marketing, because otherwise most authors that just start out do not know what to do. And even some of us that have done this for years still do not really know what to do. That's why everybody's running wild on Facebook, and that, I mean running wild, and it's like letting the kids go out, and everybody goes crazy, and nobody knows what to do, and gets very depressed, and that's not a good thing, because they don't know what to do. And, you know, all right, so, okay, your website?
It would be fireflyandwhiffbooks.com.
Okay. All right. That's very good. All right. And thank you to everybody in the chat room that has been out there talking in there. And, you know, I want to thank you both very much. And I think what you both are trying to do in different ways, you know, maybe your books, Lisa, aren't there, but you're working with the schools, which is terrific. I mean, and that's what they need. You need to have, and really that movie, I don't know when that's coming out, but it looks like it's kind of a story where the parents take hold for their children. Because honestly, if parents don't and let some of the schools do whatever they want, your kids could be
right.
in jeopardy, because sometimes it just, the kid needs a little more work than the next kid, but that doesn't mean they have to be labeled and that they do not, you know, and it's wrong to do that. They have to
right.
take a little
exactly
time with their
right.
kids. You know, I mean, they really
exactly.
do. So that's good. Right. And Jamie, you're doing a terrific job, and I certainly hope a publisher will pick you up, because if you don't know it, who would? I mean, my God, this is what it should be about. Because you're writing about what you have and how you know these problems are, and I think you're not alone. So I hope publishers will pay attention. So I think maybe now, after you've done all these books, maybe they will, and maybe they'll put all these stories together and they'll make a nice little collection that would be great.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So, you know, yeah, I think it would be a good idea. And Bethany, do you want to give your website, your blog?
I just use my blog. It's Bethany Cross at blogspot.com, and everything's
right.
there. So.
And I know, all right, you have another book coming out?
September 17th, Curiosity, with Rebel Ink Press. Yes, it's number 3.
Okie doke. There we go. All right, and thank you all, and have a really good night. And Virginia will see you on Friday. And so, all right, good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, Marcia.
Good night.
Thank you. Bye.